BBC Audio presents the Leo Tolstoy BBC Radio Drama Collection. Born in 1828, the Russian writer Leo Tolstoy is considered to be one of the greatest authors of all time. This collection brings together the BBC radio adaptations of his most well-known novels, War and Peace and Anna Karenina, as well as an adaptation of his last novel, Resurrection, plus additional radio readings and programmes about his life and work. War and Peace is regarded as one of Tolstoy's finest literary achievements and is still a classic of world literature. An epic novel of love, conflict, fate, and human life in all its imperfection and grandeur, it was first published as a serial between 1865 and 1867, and then as a complete book in 1869. This full-cast BBC radio adaptation was dramatised by Marcy Kahan and Mike Walker, and first broadcast in 1997 and 1998.
War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy, dramatised by Marcy Kahan and Mike Walker. Episode 1, Plots and Stratagems.
If you have nothing better to do, and if the prospect of spending an evening with a poor invalid is not too alarming, I shall be charmed to see you between 7 and 10. My invitation went out this morning, and here they all are, in their court uniforms and evening gowns. Well, who can blame them? I am Anna Pavlovna Scherer, maid of honour and regular confidant of the Empress Maria Fyodorovna. If you wish to be au courant with politics, to debate with influential statesmen, if you can't resist the latest Petersburg gossip, then it would be foolish indeed to miss one of my evenings. Ah, here he comes now. Prince Vasily, one of our leading intriguers. He's been trying to calm everyone's nerves about the crisis in Europe. Well, I shall attack first.
Eh bien, mon prince. So, Genoa and Lucca are now private estates of the Bonaparte family. This latest farce. Napoleon's coronation at Milan. No, I warn you. If you continue to make excuses for that Antichrist, no longer count yourself a friend of mine.
Mercy on us, what a violent attack. I am not so much concerned, cher ami, with the follies of Bonaparte, but with this attack of la grippe, which they say has laid you low.
Very well, you are saying nothing. Your daughter has arrived, Prince. La belle Hélène. See how all the heads turn. Are you aware that since her coming out, she has won everyone's heart?
Most gratifying.
Unlike your son, Anatole. I'm not sure I should say this.
Please.
The other day, in Her Majesty's presence, they were talking of Anatole. His dissipation, his wild escapades. Everyone was sorry for you.
Ma chère Annette, what can I do? The young scoundrel is costing me 40,000 roubles a year.
Have you never thought of finding the young prodigal a wife?
Well, naturally,
I know of a Princess Maria who lives unhappily in the country.
Is she wealthy?
Her father is very rich, but miserly. You must know him. The famous Prince Bolkonski. Very clever and eccentric. Her brother André is an aide-de-camp with General Kutuzov.
She is of good family and rich. That's all I desire.
André is over there with his wife, Lise, and your daughter. We can start the ball rolling this very evening.
If you can arrange to take Anatole off my hands, I shall be your most devoted slave. Sliff, with an F, as a bailiff of mine writes in his reports. Forever and ever.
Look at Vasily now, gliding across the room, charming André's wife with his attentive smile. Poor Lise. I remember when they called her the most seductive woman in Petersburg. Now that she's married and pregnant, her husband never looks at her. Mind you, André always was a cold fish. Handsome, clever as his father, yet so world-weary. What was that? Oh, I might have known. That ungainly cousin of Prince Vasily's, Pierre Bet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?